What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to the Toast. Happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. We did it. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Hey, Jax, howdy, girl. It's Friday.
Yes, it is. I thought you were going to ask me about me, so I was just like waiting for the HYD. Yeah. But it never came. But I'm doing okay. You know, something that happens when we do this show is that I have to pick the stories. Like, so I spend 30 minutes before the show picking the stories. I go all over the internet. And the news is so awful.
I know.
That it's so hard to then just like find like five fun stories to talk about. And then like not just think about all of the terrible things I just saw.
I know. That's true. I actually never thought about that part of the job because you pick the stories. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Some days are worse than others. Like today was particularly harrowing, especially when I get on the Daily Mail. Like, but actually it's not even just Daily Mail, like People magazine. You think it would be like fun fluff. The true crime section, the real life, they have a section that's true crime. They have a section that's real life, and it's real life is always fucking horrible.
I'm so sorry. But that's kind of like the miracle of the Toast.
That's why we do what we do, to like filter through those horrible things and just give you the positivity. But it's hard to bounce back sometimes after I've seen what I've seen.
You're literally like the Joker. Like you make everyone laugh, but on the inside, you're deeply unwell.
There's like, where's the piece for me, you know?
You're Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm Jackie O Phoenix. And so, yeah, that's just like, it's always, I usually forget by the time we start recording, but like today I haven't forgotten. There were a number of stories that were just
upsetting.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm going to make you laugh today. Hey, Jax, how you doing?
Oh, thanks, McClurd. I'm doing well, also because it is Friday, which is magnificent news for everyone, especially you and I, because we do love the day of the fry.
We do love the day of the fry. I'm overjoyed. You know, a Friday isn't any less special when you have the Monday off, you know?
Yeah, agreed. It's Friday no matter how you slice it, because there are some weeks where it's so long and it's like, it's just Friday. So take the wins where you could get them. I hope everyone has really exciting weekend plans. Do you have, I know you're hanging out with Shannon.
Yeah, I'm seeing Shannon tonight for dinner, which I'm so excited about. I have like so much, cool. I feel like she's such good gossip. I like need to sit her down and just study her. And I also just haven't seen her in like literally months because she's always gallivanting around the globe. So yeah, we're going to a fabulous restaurant. We're going to look fabulous. I'm finally like really making some headway with my Dyson Airwrap. I did purchase it almost maybe 2, maybe 3 years ago. I gave it a shot when I got it and I got so frustrated, and I don't know what compelled me to just like try it again. Shannon helped me. She has a tutorial. She does she has like a subscription on her Instagram, which a lot of people are doing now. I think it's really interesting. And I feel like Shannon's the perfect person to do it because she's like so glamorous. Like I can't get enough. And I watched her tutorial and like literally the hair would not wrap around the barrel for me. It was like so annoying. And I thought it was because, you know, my hair is too long and thick. I have to get the bigger barrel.
Oh no, it's so long and thick. How hard for you?
I know. But it turns out that the Airwrap has a filter and I didn't know that. And you have to clean it or else like it won't suction. It, like the bottom thing comes off. There was so much dust. Oh my God, it was disgusting. And the second I figured that out, it started wrapping.
Huh.
And well, now I remember.
That's good for me to know as someone who uses the Airwrap every week.
Oh, okay. And so when the Airwrap, when it came to my house, it came with all the, you know, accoutrements. I put them all in the box. And there was this little like circular brush thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I threw it out. It's the brush for the filter to get all the dust out. And now I had to throw away my toothbrush and use my toothbrush to get, it was like so annoying.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I'm going to try that too. I use my Dyson Airwrap a little differently than you use yours. And I like the way I use mine, except when my hair, when I don't have a fresh haircut, like it really won't hold. So yeah. I've kind of just given up right now. But I'm going to give it a new life.
I'm getting a haircut on Monday. In addition to this being the year of yes, it's also the year I like start like proactively doing things. So I'm getting a haircut. I actually have a physical. I have not had a physical. In 200 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that I'm not, like now that I've lost weight, like I feel like every time I went to the doctor, it's like, well, you could lose weight. I'm like, no, I know. I'm not dumb. Like, I know I'm extremely unhealthy. Like, you think if I like wanted to be this way, I would. It's not a choice, bitch. And now that I've lost some weight, I feel like I'm sure she'll still tell me. I'm still like medically obese, but I'm sure she'll tell me, but I'm on my way, you know?
Yeah. No, we looked at the BMI. You're not medically obese.
No, I am.
Were you?
Yeah, no.
It goes I thought that was not the conclusion that we came to.
No, it was. It goes like you're, and by the way, BMI is so like toxic and unrealistic. Like I feel like BMI is not accurate, but technically.
No, but, okay, BMI, like when you go by, they say I should be like 103 pounds, which I'm
literally like, same.
Even in 2019, like not even close. And I was looking fire flames. But they give you a window and like the top of my normal window, normal according to BMI, like I think it's pretty generous. I don't think okay. BMI is like that crazy because yes, the low number is pretty low, but like there's a big green window that they give you and then they give you a yellow window.
I personally, like I don't fuck with the BMI, but it is a frame of reference that people often use. So I'm just using it here.
Yeah.
And my BMI would consider me obese. And then under obese is overweight. And that's kind of like goals. I'm not there yet.
No, okay. But we were looking at it and like you weren't far off.
Yeah, but I wasn't super close.
I feel like you were saying, oh,
whatever. You know what? I'm not letting the BMI dictate my life. Like BMI is toxic.
It's not. I don't you're fuck doing with the this BMI. For you, but like now that you're having these gains, like it's cool to see where you like stack up to this thing that like has always
been
evaded you.
Yeah. But so all set to say is I'm taking care of me this year. I'm going to the doctor for a physical. I am going to the dentist. I haven't made that appointment yet because honestly, that's worse than the physical. I absolutely hate the dentist. And the last time I went, probably maybe over a year ago, she said I had a cavity and I should come back and I didn't. I just like hoped I would brush the cavity away.
Not how cavities work, but if it's not bothering you, it must not be that bad.
No, it's not bothering me, but I do feel like I could get a cleaning. Like I'm just, it's
yeah, you should. The year. I just got a cleaning.
I feel like the beginning of the year is a good time to like make all your appointments, haircut, doctor, dentist, anything else, you know, full body skin check. Oh, I got to do that.
I just did that. I want to get a haircut. I think I'm going to get my haircut down here because I don't even ask for like anything crazy. It's not like I'm going for a new look, just a trim. Maybe I'll do that with my new vehicle while I still have it. I only have a few more days left on my loaner car from our friends at GM. I didn't talk about it on the toast yesterday, but GM sent me a car. They sent me like this cute, gorgeous Cadillac. And I didn't drive yesterday, which feels like a waste, but I needed a day off. Like driving is a lot for me. It requires so much.
Mental.
Like I get so much adrenaline from the whole thing that like, it's not a casual experience, but today I'll be back in my car because I only have a few days left with it.
You should drive to get bangs.
You should get bangs.
You know what? Like, no, but I actually think you might look good with bangs.
I don't think.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so. I have a very round face.
I think that bangs benefit round faces.
No, no, then you're just like a little curtainy bowling ball.
Well, if you get bad bangs, then there's nothing to be done about that.
No, even good bangs. Like, there's no need for me to get bangs, but I think you should get bangs.
I've, like, always secretly wanted them. I had side bangs in the seventh grade, actually, at my bat mitzvah. I had side bangs, and they were my pride and joy. Like, I couldn't believe I was allowed to get them. And when I got them, I was obsessed because I was very much, like, the emo time, you know, Secondhand Serenade, Fall Out Boy. For me, like, I've gotten to live my bangs fantasy, and it was just that. It was fantastic. It was amazing.
Parisian bangs are like when they're all over your forehead and then they're in the middle, like they're short.
Yeah, that like cropped bang look is never gonna work for me. Not the bang.
Not that one. No, but Some people do it.
Yeah, yeah, it's not for me. So I don't know. Maybe this is a sign, if you've been thinking about getting bangs, that you should, not you, Jackie, our listeners, that you should do it.
Yeah, Claudia wants to see.
Yeah, I love the bangs journey for people. I know it's like such a hassle to grow them out, and it's fun at first, and then it's not because you can't style them. I know, but I don't know. You should do it.
Yeah, that's not like, you always are itching to get bangs when you sit down for a haircut. Like, I'm always itching for like a bob. That's what I would advocate for. Like, I think anybody who's considering just going short should totally do it. It was one of the better things I've ever done.
I am so here for Bobby O making a return. Theo's crying.
Hi, oh my God.
He wants Jackie to get a bob. He wants Jackie to get a bob.
Claudia, I literally didn't know Theo was in there. And I was like, what is going on at Claudia's? Does she have a baby in the studio?
Yeah, no, it's Theo. Because Theo's so excited. He said, Auntie is getting her bob again?
No, I will, but not for a few years.
It was such a great time when you had a bob.
It was a great time. And I feel like when it comes back, it's going to be even better. Because like, I'm even better at my hair now. I'm better at my makeup.
And I was so against it when you got it. I'm like, you're crazy. You're crazy.
But now you're the one who's always asking for me to get it back. But no, I worked too hard to grow my hair this long. I think it like suits me right now.
You worked too hard for this zip code to go home now.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? We got an amazing show. It's Friday. Theo's here. Jax is here. What else? Genuinely, this is a genuine question. What else could you ask for?
Honestly, Bryce.
Oh, right.
That would be the only other thing. But he's doing Bryce Tings this morning, unfortunately. And we miss him.
God rest his soul.
It's not a full Stry Day, but it's a Thry Day.
So good.
Still good. Especially because we haven't seen Theo in the studio in a while. To what do we owe this pleasure?
You know, it's Friday. His walk ended early. You know, like the timing, the stars were aligned.
We love that for him.
Hi, my angel man. You want to say hi to everyone? Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I fucking love this guy.
You know those Bryce and Strice, they hate these chairs because there's like not there's space no room. For them.
No, and now I do remember why I stopped bringing Theo to the show. Like, I'm so distracted. Like, the way you can't text and drive, you can't pod and thrice.
I know. Unless we're together and the boys are together and then it's just like a feast for the senses.
But he's just wandering around the studio, like sniffing around. I'm like, I'm obsessed.
He's so cute. I miss that boy.
He's such an angel. Crunchy angel man. Crunchy angel man.
Speaking of musical, I finished Sound of Music last night.
Oh, how was it? Amazing.
It was so good, McClurd. You should really watch it. It was so premium. They really don't make them like that anymore. Like,
they don't. The
songs were so good. And then, like, the score was amazing. And the scenery and the story. It was just gorgeous. And I'm so glad that we've had this renaissance with Sound of Music. And I have to owe it to that weird-ass story I picked the other day.
Yeah.
About the Baroness, this new show.
Yeah.
And now that I watch The Sound of Music, I know who the Baroness character is. She was, like, meant to be, like, evil stepmother. Except she wasn't evil. Like, Georg. I don't know why they can't call him George. Georg, the father. He brings home. Oh, my
God. I thought he said Gaylord.
He brings home this wench from Vienna. She's a widow and she wants to marry him because he's wealthy. But I think they also like get along and they have a good time. But then he falls in love with the governess. And so he sends her on her way. And even though the Baroness did try and get rid of Julie Andrews and like she was a little nefarious, like, of course, she's stepping in on her man like that.
No,
she's literally textbook, like, you know.
Protect your peace.
Like, no, like the nanny who's like making eyes
at
totally. The dad. So she had to go. Okay. So she
100%.
Had to go. So, and then when Georg does break up with the Baroness, you think she's going to be like spiteful and say something nasty, but instead she cuts him off and like she breaks up with him to like, he's like, she's really cute. Anyways, I guess it's going to be a Baroness origin story, which
oh, that's cool.
I think will be nice because she wasn't such an evil character.
By the way, speaking of The Sound of Music, Jackie and I were shocked and taken aback that the Sound of Music official Instagram account.
This is the craziest thing.
The Sound of Music official Instagram account followed us, commented on one of our clips from on Reels where we were talking about The Sound of Music, and they left a comment that said, this synopsis left no crumbs. Like, obviously it's a Gen Zer on that account and she's doing a very good job, but I wasn't expecting Julie Andrews to use like some modern TikTok phrase.
No, I was really shocked by that response, and in a good way. I was shocked, but I was really shocked. But they have a really poppin' social presence. They celebrate mm-hmm. all the cast members' birthdays. They post fan art.
That's so cute.
You know, so it's nice to see.
And I know it's only January, but if we're going to start like a list for 2023 of films that are good when spending holiday time with your family, I think The Sound of Music is the first on our list.
Yes, it is already on my list. I put it there last night. And last night I was doing some more research about like the Trapp family. Like now they go by the Trapps. They dropped Ooh. The Vaughn when they came over.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah, but they're so iconic as the Vaughn Trapp family singers.
Yeah.
What did I learn about them? Oh, that the movie, like when during the Cold War, when there was like threat of nuclear war, like I guess the government put together a list of movies they were going to play for people to watch while nuclear war played out, and Sound of Music was one of them.
See, it's a timeless film.
We need to get a hold of that list.
Yes, add it to our holiday list.
Exactly.
So like I said, gorgeous show, gorgeous girls, gorgeous day of the week.
Yes, and I think without further ado, we should get on with it. Usher you into the weekend with the Fast Five stories that you, yes you, I know you think, no, I know, I'm on TikTok, I know. Mm-mm. You don't know these ones that you need to know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Spritz Society, a gorgeous sparkling cocktail in a can, a company founded by yours truly, Jackie O. It's a real family affair here. And, you know, it's January, what, 16th? We've all given up on Dry January, especially the team at Spritz Society. We've already given up. Spritz Society's sparkling cocktails are better tasting and better for you. They're made with real wine. They are low sugar, but they still have that 6% ABV. They take all natural, recognizable ingredients and they pack them into convenient sparkling canned cocktails that you can take anywhere. Oh, for our gluten-free girlies, Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah, that's right, we're gluten-free. If you haven't already heard, we were also named the best canned cocktail by USA Today. If there isn't a reason to choose these sparkling cocktails, then we don't know what is. We've got five flavors, y'all. And we've got a new one coming out, I think, in like a few months. It's a collab with one of your favorite influencers. It's not me and Jackie. That was misleading. But currently, we got peach, which is really turning into a fan favorite. Grapefruit, my favorite. Blood orange, more bitter, more traditional spritz vibes. Pineapple. And which one's your
favorite?
Lemon, a refreshing Brian Kelly's favorite. There's really something for everyone. There isn't one that reigns supreme. Like, everyone has their own vibe.
McClurdial, Laturdial, Spritz Society is more personal than comedy, more personal than food, more personal than poetry.
So we have a special code for the toasters. If you use code DRYJANUARY, you will get 20% off the site for the next 24 hours. It is a big code. We usually don't do 20%. So that's 20% off all products and subscriptions at spritzsociety.com. So we also offer monthly subscriptions. So if you drink wine a lot and you want to make sure you never run out, you can get on the Spritz subscription model. And if you use the code DRYJANUARY, you'll get 20% off your first month. Okay?
Whoa.
So that's S-P-R-I-T-Z society.com. Code Dry January. That was stunning. Today's episode is also sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. Therapy is such a fabulous tool to help you work through things in life. Life is never easy. It has peaks and valleys. It's like a roller coaster. And having something really stable, someone really stable to talk to, like BetterHelp, is so helpful. And what's great about BetterHelp is that it's all done online. So gone are the days of waiting in waiting rooms, you know, awkward social interactions. You can chat, you can video, you can call with your therapist. If you don't, you know, vibe with your therapist, which is really natural, they make it really easy to switch it up until you find someone that fits. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It is convenient, it is flexible, it is affordable, and again, it's done entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, and there's no additional charge, which is really nice. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/toast today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/toast. BetterHelp.com/TOAST. It is never too late to start working on the most important person in your life. That's you. Get the tools to get through things that are difficult because Life is not going to get easier, but you can get easier with BetterHelp.
Thank you, McClurdial, Laturdial, for Shurdial.
You're welcome.
Our first story, I'm glad to put a pin in this conversation.
Yes.
From the entire week, that Selena Gomez has clarified her relationship status amid the dating rumors that she is with Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers. Selena Gomez clarified she is single in a since-deleted Instagram story post on Thursday amid rumors she is dating the Chainsmokers member Drew Taggart. She said, quote, "I like being alone too much," against a black and white photo of the sky behind a mountain range. And she added the hashtag I am single. And then she deleted it a few minutes later. But of course, she posted it.
Okay, first of all, I'm shocked that, like, for once, your denial actually came true. Like, I feel like you were in denial about Kim and Kanye. You're, like, constantly in denial about things. And you had actually good proof and really good reasoning to the point where you actually convinced me that these two were not dating. Like, you're right. They got pictures of them in a bowling alley where they were apparently making out, but nobody took a picture of them making out. Sure. No, you were 100% right. I'm shocked that your, like, vehement denial actually turned out to be true.
Yes. And this is a situation where you have to trust your gut. Like, the other situations when, like, Kim and Kanye were getting divorced, like, I was in denial because I was just processing my grief. Of course. Like, I didn't have reasons. I wasn't like, right. No, for this and this, they will be together. Like, I think everybody could tell that I was just processing.
Yeah.
For this, I trusted my intuition. And I said that the truth booth said they are not a match.
But what's so weird is that she posted this photo, which was very clear, but there actually was a man in the bottom right corner.
There was a head of a man.
I thought when I first saw, before I read the text, I'm like, oh, her and Drew, like, relationship confirmation. So to say you're single, but then to accidentally have your friends, like, who's a man's head, like, in the bottom of the frame is just misleading.
Oh, for sure. The whole thing is, like, kind of an interesting response, like, considering Selena doesn't need to respond. Like, if you're single, no. You're single.
And she doesn't. She doesn't really ever respond.
I have another theory now that just came to me. I think it's like a bit of a conspiracy theory, but I'm just gonna keep reading into everything.
Okay.
So she hashtagged I am single. I feel the name of the song. She has a single coming out called I Am. Or it's called I Am Single.
Or it's called I Like Being Alone Too Much. Or that's
no,
like
that's the, like the first lyric.
I like being alone too much to dance with your heart. That was good. Oh, man. Not me, like, making up, like, a Madonna song.
I was about to ask you if that's a real song.
No. Oh, my God. That's so nice. I'm quaking.
It's the first line of I Am by Selena Gomez.
I like being alone. Wait, what did I say?
I like being alone too much to dance with your heart.
Dance with your heart? Who? Literally, who am I? I've never said that phrase in my entire life.
Keep going. Keep
Sometimes,
going.
Like, my artistic side just takes over.
Keep going. This might be better than I drink wine. Wine.
Okay. I like being alone too much to dance with your heart. But when I'm alone, I get lonely in the dark. Should I write this song?
Keep going.
I don't want to push my luck, honestly.
Okay, but you could skip to the chorus of I am single. How would that go? And would you, is it I am the single or I am single?
I am.
Okay.
And it'd be like, I don't know. I forgot the melody already. I'm now I'm nervous. No, there's too much pressure.
No, but the chorus is different than the bridges. So you could start fresh.
I need a minute. I am. And it would need to be like different phrases. Like, I am great. Not great, but
brave.
Like, I am free. I am me. And that's how it would end. Like, I am me.
And then I am single.
Yeah, no, single doesn't work. But that opening line, I like being alone too much to dance with your heart. What did I say after that? Sometimes I get lonely when alone in the dark.
Yeah. That's also how songwriters write. They'll do a little bit of
remember how your hands were all up in my hair. Sometimes I can't remember if you were even there. Something like that.
But sometimes when songwriters write, they do a little bit of like fudging the lines.
Is this already a song or am I making up like the most sickening melody you've ever heard in your life?
This is not a song.
So good. I'm obsessed.
Claudia, you need to get into the studio. Inspiration is struck.
No, and like it's important to know, I have two songs out They're amazing. I had nothing to really to do with the writing of any, except for like a few notes, you know, like I didn't do the melody. I had like people do that for me. So this is the first time I'm like kind of like finding my artistic side. Like I'm a, you know, I just need to really, I mean, I never mind. I was like, oh, that was so dumb. Oh my God.
You're going
to
voice
like,
note it.
Record a voice note. I'm like, this is literally being recorded.
Literally.
I like being alone. Do my you dance with your heart. Oh man, I'm obsessed.
Obsessed. Oh my God. I hope that this is the case for Selena. But, and even if it is, like, you could still write your song because now we'll have two songs called I Am.
No, what if, like, Selena hears this and then, like, changes her song and, like, steals my idea?
Oh. But she doesn't contact you?
She would never. She loves me.
And also, like, enough people listen to this podcast for us to really get some momentum.
Yeah. Like, we'd have the people on our side.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Well, I hope that I'm right about this being like phase one of a single announcement.
Of a launch.
Yeah. That would just make this whole saga really exciting.
Can I tell you how when you used to live here and were, you know, my friend and my sister, you bought a box of tissues for the studio and you were like, I don't know, like, I feel like we need tissues. We have paper towels. We've never had a box of tissues. I'm just now finishing them. It is the greatest gift you ever gave me.
You're going to miss them.
Tissues are... No, I just ordered more on Amazon. Tissues are so underrated.
I know. Like, I have a box here, too, and I actually just used one this morning. I had a sniffle.
I'm always wiping my nose with toilet paper or a paper towel or, like, honestly, my sleeve. But tissues... I feel like I only get tissues if I'm, like, really sick, and it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I have tissues all over my house. That's a Zach thing, but it's really nice.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just wanted to shout out to tissues. These are Puffs. Use code Toast. No, I'm kidding.
Puffs.com, code Toast. Gets you no discount and probably is a link that doesn't work.
And probably like puts you on some list, you know? wait, what was I going to say? You know what's such good marketing? Is like, I cannot say Puffs without Puffs Plus Indeed.
Yeah.
You know that commercial?
Yes, I do. It's so sweet.
I like that commercial.
I'm glad.
You can move on to the next story if you want to.
Okay, our next story is a little shady news because Vanessa Hudgens reacted to her ex Austin Butler's viral Elvis accent. So Vanessa has stayed mum as Austin has ascended to previously unimagined
greatness,
but she's now just saying one word. So Page Six posted an article saying Austin Butler's Elvis accent is genuine and might remain forever, said a voice coach. Then an Instagram user commented saying he went to the Lady Gaga school of Oscar campaigning. Then Vanessa commented crying.
Like she responded to that guy's comment. A lot of people thought she were crying to the post of Page Six, which was the article. No, she was responding to someone's funny comment.
Yeah, that he went to the Lady Gaga school of Oscar campaign acting.
Yeah. Did Lady Gaga like have her accent?
It wasn't an accent, but she became Allie. Like she was, there was no, it was indistinguishable who was who. And like, you know.
Oh, I was thinking House of Gucci, sorry.
Oh. No, she went hard for Star is Born. That's what I think about when I think about Oscar campaign.
Yeah, yeah. But I was thinking about accent. Or is this guy saying, I don't really get his joke. Like, I don't think it's that funny that like Vanessa needed to comment. Like sometimes people leave hysterical comments.
I guess
like,
I just pretended to understand to be a part of something.
Yeah. Or is he saying, you remember how Lady Gaga said like a million times there could be 100 people. Like, yeah. That's what I think of when I think of Lady Gaga Oscar campaigning. There could be 100 people in a room. She said that in every interview. And maybe like his thing is like he's going to say that 1,000 times. Like this is his voice. I don't know.
That's not what I got. I got really like, you forget now, but like when it was her turn with Star is Born, like her and Bradley, were they dating? Were they not dating? Like she was just like, at all times being her character from the movie. And that's what Austin is doing at all times being Elvis.
Right. Like they had those billboards all throughout LA, like of Lady Gaga as Allie, the pop star, and like being like, Allie, the pop star, new music.
And if you need reminding, like remember Nina Dobrev's Halloween costume where she was
the dumbest thing anyone's ever done.
But it's helpful in this situation because she dressed as a baby. Wearing a star, being born.
No,
she was dressed as a baby wearing a star because she was just born. A Star is Born. And then she had like a sign that said like campaigning for an Oscar.
I sneezed on it. It's true.
Bless you.
Yeah. I just honestly, the comment isn't commenting for me. Like, I don't get it.
I just feel like she is weighing in and semi like dragging him for this fake accent. It's shady. And I think she deserves that.
And by the way, and this is full blown confirmation of what we all already knew. Like, your voice doesn't sound like that. He definitely had a very low register. Like in the Carrie Diaries, it was like very sexy. He was like this teenage boy who had like a really low voice. But it's not even close to what it is now.
Yeah. I also have like a really hot take. Like, I thought Austin Butler was amazing in Elvis. I thought Elvis was an amazing movie. I can't even overstate how much I loved it. But I think he was miscast.
Ooh. Why do you think that?
I just, like, he doesn't, like, when I watch videos of Elvis now, like, they come up on my algorithm all the time. And, like, he just didn't have that Elvis-ness. He did as much as he could. Like, he put on as much as he could. But, like, it just, he required so much costume and makeup and extraness when, like, I think other people could have done it more naturally.
My takeaway from the film was that I thought he was amazing and I thought he definitely deserves an Oscar nomination. I didn't think the movie was that great. I had a lot of problems with the film itself.
Did you feel like it was a movie that was a real movie?
Yes. Okay, yes. Well, that's good. Had real movie-like qualities.
That's good. I think he did an amazing job. He did the best that he could have done, but I think someone who was a little more naturally Elvis would have just done a naturally better job. Honestly, Miles Teller. Like, that's...
No, I know what you mean. Like, physically, there was a lot of, like, prosthetics and everything that made it, like, a little campy, like a little Elvis costumey.
Was broad and big, and, like, Elvis... Yeah. Austin's, like, small to me.
That's true, actually. Elvis was, like, a tall king.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So that's... But I loved it. I think he doesn't deserve an Oscar for it, but he deserves to be nominated.
Nomination. I agree. It goes to Brendan Fraser, or I'm protesting.
But we should watch the movie.
I need to see The Whale. It's in theaters. I should just like get my fat ass up
Why
and go.
Just but
like,
treat I won't. Yourself. Go solo. It's so nice to go to a movie alone.
As a woman in this climate.
Okay, fine. Go with Ben so he can talk the whole time.
Literally. So like, why is this guy like here? And like, why is he alone?
Is he wearing prosthetics?
Who's that? Who's that?
Who's
I'm
that?
Like, bitch, I'm literally seeing this movie for the first time too. Shut up.
Get some popcorn. Get yourself a big soda.
You know what?
That's a nice way to spend the day.
You know what? I'm like kind of craving going to the movies now. I'm like, I have such a fabulous weekend and like, I'm not going to cancel any of my plans. Maybe one day next week. I should just buy the tickets. And like,
why can't you go this afternoon?
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
A little matinee.
Ben is at a trade show. Hawking that spritz.
And why don't you go with Shannon?
Because we have like a fab night out planned. Like, I want to go out, like, hit the town.
Movies.
No, like me.
Let's
like
Shannon can make the movies fabulous again. Let's go see the stars.
We don't know the rest of the words.
Justice for that version of Annie, which isn't the original and isn't the most modern one, but had wonderful moments like that.
Is that the Kathy Bates one?
Yes, and that was like an original song to that movie. No, the best one's the original. Was it?
No, I think the one that I grew up with is Kathy Bates.
Yeah, but that one's like, you know, a little watered down.
I liked it.
I love it. And they added scenes and that was really good.
And songs, who knew?
And songs. The original is so good. And then the new one is so good too. I love all. And then of course, live. Something smells like it's burning.
You should go check on
that. I'm gonna go check. Give me a second.
Oh my God, so much drama here at the Toast today. Earlier, Jackie's Wi-Fi went out for a second, like we were on our interface and she bounced. Now the house is burning down. What do we do? I'm holding everything down here at the studio in New York. Theo's here. He's asleep, so he's not being much help. Also, like, I don't want to speak it because then I feel like it'll be true. I'm like really worried that Theo's losing his hearing. Every time I say like, wanna go O-U-T, or do you want to E-A-T? Those are like his trigger words and he knows he'll hop up off the bed. And in the last couple of weeks, I have to say it like four times and like, and he's like not listening. Is everything okay, Jax? She's back, you guys. What happened?
All good. The good news is it only smelled like that in here. And then I went out and the AC repairman is here and he needed to test the heat. So the heat just came on full blast and it smelled.
All right, no worries. I was telling everyone about something I'm going through.
Do you want to talk to me about it? Can I help?
Like, I don't really want to, like, verbalize it because, like, once you say things, they become true. But, like, me and Ben both think, like, it's very possible. Maybe we're just overreacting. Like, Theo might be losing his hearing.
No, he's just ignoring you.
That's also possible. But like when I say the things that he loves about like going out for walks and like he's just like he has to, we have to say it like three times. Maybe he's just tired.
What about when you say you want to eat?
That's what I'm saying. Like sometimes, no, actually with the food, he always.
So he's fine.
He's fine. Yeah.
He's fine.
We're just constantly worried about him, you know?
I mean, the worrying never stops with these boys. Ain't that the truth?
God, I'm like
bless
sneezing
you.
So much today and I don't even feel sick.
Well, you better rest up before your big night.
I love sneezing. It's like, what feels better than that? No. Except like when my sneezes smell weird, then I'm like, am I dying?
Yeah, that's a fun fact about Claudia. If you're ever close enough to her to smell a sneeze.
Yeah, I think it's because I have tonsils.
I have tonsils.
Oh. Not all of my sneezes smell. Like, I don't want to be painted as gross.
That's
like,
not,
I have really good oral hygiene.
That's gross.
Maybe I have like a sinus infection. I don't know.
It's just something sweet about you.
I have so many problems.
Okay, let's get into our next story, which is really a crazy story. Trigger warning, suicide. There's a lot going on here. Hmm? I was telling you about it yesterday. Naomi Judd's final note revealed. So Naomi Judd wrote in what appears to be her chilling suicide note that she did not want her, quote, mentally ill daughter, Winona Judd, to attend her funeral. Radar Online obtained a photo of the message written on a yellow post-it note from the Williamson County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee on Tuesday. The post-it note said, quote, do not let Y come to my funeral. She's mentally ill. The word not was underlined, indicating how strongly Naomi felt about banning Winona from her services. So some images have come out from the crime scene in her bedroom where she took her life. And
which is seems like really like, should we be seeing that?
I don't know what the it's like laws weird. Are. Yeah. And this note was left with her, which is really shocking. A source close to Winona told the outlet that she's crushed by her mom's last words. A friend said, Y knows better than anyone the mental struggles Naomi went through, but it just crushes her to think her mom's dying thoughts were so vicious. It's also worth remembering that Naomi's daughters, Winona Judd and Ashley Judd, were written out of her will.
Right, which we reported on a few weeks ago, or maybe even months at
when
this
the,
point.
When the initial news came out.
Right, and so we were like, you know, we'll just have to wait and see, but it definitely seems like there's bad blood. And now I think this is like a beyond confirmation of just at least where her relationship with Winona stands. I don't know about Ashley.
Yeah. I can't have been amazing if she didn't leave her anything in her will.
Right.
But she wasn't on
Not
this
as
note.
Bad as... This is like so sad and crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone's pointing the finger. It's like Naomi or in the letter, Naomi's like, Winona's mentally ill. And then Winona said, you know, it's so hard to, believe what anybody says when they're mentally ill, implying that her mom was. So it's like that Spider-Man meme. It's you. Like who's the mentally ill one?
Right. Why'd you call her Winona?
That's what people call her, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. I literally was watching like Kelsey Ballerini's story and she was like so excited for this year. Like I'm doing the Judd tour with Winona.
Oh my God.
And I'm like fairly certain like if you're from the South, that's how you say it. But like I could be making all of this up.
No, it's interesting because I guess her name is spelled W-Y, but like Winona Ryder is W-I. Right. I think Winona is such a cute name.
I think it is too. Like if I was a Southern girly, like I would like that.
Yeah.
But I'm almost positive it's Winona.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a lot like for me to calibrate.
Take your time.
I will. I will work it in when reporting on this story. But anyways, this like Judd family saga just is so
crazy. And like I wouldn't say like before all this happened, I was particularly like, you know, interested in their dynamics, but this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wishing them the best.
Me as well. Are you ready for our next story, which is more sad news?
Is it unfortunately brought to you by Thuma? Thuma, Thuma, Thuma. Let me be your Thuma. Thuma, Thuma, Thuma. Let me be your Thuma.
Yeah, it is.
Introducing the bed by Thuma. Handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality, upcycled wood, the bed has a modern, minimalist design that helps elevate any space. It's super supportive for your mattress, it's breathable, and it's made to naturally minimize noise and create space. Are you okay? Did you just have a stroke?
No, it's super supportive for your mattress.
The bed is put together using the timeless technique of Japanese joinery. Each piece locks into place, meaning no tools or excess hardware are required for assembly. It has clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle-enhancing details. It is simple sophistication for the bedroom. It's so easy to set up. We set up Jackie's because she has one in her guest room. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It's so stylish. It's in Margot's room. It looks gorgeous. We didn't want to kill each other and like choke each other after setting up a bed. And just two little, tiny little, frail little girls were able to do it.
Yeah, and the bed, once completed, is good enough for the snitch. And that's all you need to know, because when things are not up to her standards, they have to be swapped.
The bed is backed with a lifetime warranty. It ships right to your door in three easy maneuver boxes and takes about 5 minutes to set up. Along with the bed, Thuma offers other bedroom essentials to elevate bedtime, like the mattress, the nightstand, the side table. They're perfect complements to the bed. So create that feeling of just checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite, but at home with the bed by Thuma. Now go to thuma.co/toast to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of the bed, plus free shipping in the continental U.S. Go to thuma.co/toast. That's thuma.co/toast for a $25 credit. Today's episode is also brought to you by Vegamore. We have tried everything to get that silky, strong, healthy hair. And when we say everything, we mean everything. Putting eggs in our hair, mayonnaise. So if you're tired of those ineffective hair treatments and are hungry to try something that actually works, give Vegamore a try like we did. Because Vegamore has transformed hair. Their clean and vegan approach to hair uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, and longer looking hair. With help from Vegamore, you can get healthy, beautiful looking hair, but without the harmful chemicals. Because all of their products are cruelty-free and they never contain potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The GRO Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improve hair from the roots. Just massage the shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then follow up with the conditioner on the lengths and the ends. It's as simple as that. Having Vegamore as your go-to shampoo is a game changer for your overall hair health, and there is no risk when trying because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. But with the 91% of customers saying that they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore, in just 3 months, you won't want to run out. Give your hair exactly what it's been craving with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/toast and use code toast to save 20% on your first order. That's VEGAMOUR.com/toast, code toast to save 20% at vegamore.com/toast. That's a new sponsor. Be sure to check it out.
Check it out. You know what that just reminded me of when in your intro, things we used to put in our hair? Olive oil.
Yeah, back in the day, we were girlies who every summer would come home from camp with lice.
I feel like considering we were four girls and we went to summer camp every summer, we didn't get it that many times. Like, we could have gotten it more than we did. We had it, like, a handful of times, but, like, we didn't get it until a little later in life.
Later in life. And then I feel like it was, you know, five summers in a row where we got it. We never got it during the school year.
Yeah. But then
we got it. We would have to sit down strand by strand. Someone would pick through our hair. And then for 2 weeks, we had to sleep with olive oil in our hair, which wasn't the worst. The worst was waking up so early
to get it out before school. To wash the
olive oil out of your hair before school. But it's not like you could just do shampoo and conditioner to get olive oil out of your hair.
Dawn.
You have to use Dawn.
Like you're a dish.
But wait, you can't like get in the shower, wet your hair, and then use Dawn. You had to do it in the sink, and you couldn't run water on it. You had to lather your hair in the Dawn, dry, but like with the olive oil. Scrub so hard. Oh my God, it was some of the worst mornings of my fucking life.
Yeah, and then it's like you don't want to go to school with a wet head, so you're like trying to blow dry your hair before school, but you're also like 10.
No matter how much you scrubbed with the Dawn, you would have, like, by the time your hair dried, your hair was fucking oily.
Oh, I disagree. It wasn't oily. And actually, I think the olive oil is actually really nice for your hair, but the Dawn then ruins any progress you made.
But it was a really effective method of getting rid of lice. Like, once they sit you down and go through all, with that tiny comb, they go through your entire head. It would take hours. They pretty much got everything, but to ensure
they got everything that you can see, but then there are, like
not the eggs.
There could have been eggs that were laid an hour ago.
Right. So you had to do the olive oil for 2 weeks because eggs can lay for up to 2 weeks. It was literally horrible.
Yeah. So now I was thinking about that, how it felt.
No, like I'm so glad you brought that up.
To sleep in the shower cap of olive oil.
Yeah. So like after we would get lathered up, we would like sit and watch TV. We couldn't lean back on the couch. All four of us with like literally sopping wet olive oil hair wrapped in a shower
and
cap.
And like a towel around our neck.
Yes. Oh my God. And our sheets and our pillowcases, like, were destroyed.
But every we slept with towels on our pillows, but still it soaks through.
Some of us were rough sleepers.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Horrible.
I don't know. Like, now I'm looking back at it, like, nostalgically.
Of course. But, like, that, like, when you would couldn't sleep because your hair was making so much noise because the shower cap was, like, rustling against the towel.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. Not fun. Anyways, no, if any of your kids have lice, I'm sorry.
That, like, drugstore shit, like, that shit doesn't
work.
Like,
no, you but have that's to- actually, that's really how you get rid of it. Like, 2 weeks of sleeping with olive oil in your hair.
Yeah.
It's the best way. We tried.
Horrible.
Our next story, as stated, some more sad news. Leslie Jordan's cause of death has been confirmed. So Leslie Jordan, the beloved actor, died on October 24th at the age of 67, and his cause of death has been confirmed as a sudden cardiac dysfunction. The actor died when the medical event caused him to crash into a building in Hollywood, California, according to the LA County Coroner's Office and documents obtained by people from the Department of the Medical Examiner Coroner. They determined that his death in his car was from natural causes and listed arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease as a secondary factor. There was no evidence of drugs or alcohol in his system. He had been sober for more than 2 decades at the time of his death.
So sad. Like, it's just really sad. It's not like anything like happened, you know?
Yeah.
I love Leslie Jordan. I feel like ever since he passed away, and I feel like this happens a lot with like famous people who pass away, like their content gets served to you more. I don't know if like more people are searching for them.
Well, he also
them, but, like,
was a content king.
Yeah, and he really popped off in the last couple of years, even though he's been acting for, you know, so long. But I feel like I'm like constantly being reminded of him and like how genuinely funny he was, and it's just sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. I'm glad that they confirmed what had happened because it was a bit of a mystery.
Right. And if, that there wasn't anything nefarious. I didn't know he was sober for so long. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. So our fifth and final story, little Kelly news.
Oh, thank God.
Kelly Clarkson has been granted restraining orders against two alleged stalkers.
Is it us?
Literally, that was the joke I was going to make.
Shit, sorry.
The Grammy winner was granted permanent restraining orders against two alleged stalkers on Thursday, TMZ reported. Per the outlet, the individuals, Claudia and Jacqueline Hotray, are prohibited, just kidding, their names are not us, are prohibited from making contact of any kind with Clarkson or her children for the next 5 years. Additionally, they must reportedly stay at least 100 yards away from the family. The perpetrators have allegedly shown up at her LA home on multiple occasions and caused disturbances.
Oh my God, like Kelly is constantly going through stuff. Like, can't she just be America's sweetheart, build her business, like in peace? Like, it's not the divorce, it's a stalker. Like, stop, like leave her alone. Everyone is always coming for Kelly's dad.
No, and it's
and she
like,
couldn't be doing more for this country and this country does nothing for her.
We couldn't be more obsessed with Kelly, but you don't see us stalking her. You know, like you could be a fan.
If we can control ourselves,
so can you. That's the message.
I thought the story was going to be that Kelly did a 9 to 5 like cover. She made a music video and everything.
Ooh.
It's
well, so
cute. She's literally
did a 9 to 5 cover like on. It's been on Spotify for a while.
Oh, so then I guess she officially made a music video because I saw it this morning when I was like scrolling before I had to get out of bed. She made the cutest little music video. You know, she was stumbling out of bed, tumbled into the kitchen, pouring herself a cup of ambition, yawning, stretching, just basically trying to come to life. And it was adorable.
That's so cute. Yeah, she has a 9 to 5 cover. I'm glad there's a music video for it. But the thing about Kelly is that she works so much more than 9 to 5.
Kelly does the 5 to 9 and then the 9 to 5.
Yeah, like amazing stuff.
She does her 9 to 5 Kelly Clarkson show. And then after that, she's a mother. She's a singer. She's a performer.
She's an author.
Do you think that
she's a furniture designer?
Right. Wayfair for Kelly Clarkson or Kelly Clarkson for Wayfair. Do you think Kelly will ever go on tour again? I feel like I've asked you that because like with her new life.
Yes. When she puts out her next album, I think she will go on tour because I think she likes touring and she used to.
No, but how does the Kelly Clarkson show?
She'll go in the off season. I think she'll tour. She knows the fans want to see her. She knows.
What was her last tour?
I think the Love So Soft, Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life. And she had like a bar on stage.
I didn't go to that tour.
No, me neither. And like, I didn't know it was going to be the last one for an eternity.
Don't ask me why.
Because we didn't know it was going to be the last one for a decade.
Yeah.
Lots of people announcing tours.
Who?
Madonna just announced one.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video. She had a bunch of friends over and Amy Schumer dared
her. Yeah, that was real. That was like really desperate. I was shocked by that. Like kind of desperate.
I was watching it because, and weirdly, I saw it because I followed Diplo and he posted it.
He was there.
And he said, like, didn't know what this dinner was when I was invited. And then so I found out from Diplo that Madonna's going on like a world tour of her greatest hits. But I didn't see it anywhere else.
Okay, I want to say something. This is an extremely, extremely hot take.
Okay.
And I know people are going to maybe disagree with me, and that's fine. I'm not saying my opinion is the right opinion. It's just my opinion. But like my POV of Madonna, and I was not alive for like the real heyday. Like I know she was like the Taylor Swift. I know 80s, 90s, maybe even in the early 2000s. But everything I've seen of Madonna in the last 10 years is genuinely pathetic. Every time I see her like do something, it actually makes me sad. Everything she does is desperate. I can't even imagine that I know that nobody agrees with me. And I just want to say, like, I'm not saying I'm right, but like, I can't even imagine there being someone who wants to buy a ticket to her concert. But I know she's going to do arenas all around the world. I know. I'm just like shocked. Like, I think, you know, she like wakes up every day trying to recapture the magic of the 80s. Like, that's how I perceive it. And I know that's like not accurate, but that's how I see it.
Yeah. I don't think she's doing herself a lot of favors in the last.
Her social media content?
Like everything. Interviews. Anything I ever see with Madonna. Like, it's never premium. And it's never like, I feel like keeping her legacy in a strong place. Like, and I disagree that people won't want to go see her. Like, people want to go and relive.
No, I know that there are. I cannot even imagine.
No, but I can imagine someone who's like 80s, 90s, and those are their hits. And like, no, they don't want to. Who else are they going to see in concert? They want to see their people in concert. It would be like in 20 years, you going to see Taylor Swift and while she performs songs from today.
No, but like, I think Madonna's tours, and this one too, are going to be like on the level of Taylor Swift. She's going to do stadiums. She's going to go global. And the way I see her like a Cher.
Yeah.
Cher does like tours, but it's only, greatest hits. She's not releasing new music. And it's not even close to the scale of what Madonna's have been. And I think this one will be. Madonna's is very much on the same level as like Elton John.
Yeah.
And Elton John, I totally understand. Like, to me, he's still so relevant in culture without being like a desperate kind of like has-been vibe. The Madonna, like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know what Madonna needs? She needs a movie like Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody. She needs one.
I agree with that. I think that would help people like us understand.
Understand. The
obsession.
It was like the same people who made Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody, right? They had like such the same vibe.
They didn't have the same vibe. But
like the marketing.
No, they just came out at the same time. Rocket Man was like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Like,
it was so good.
Like, more like musical comedy. And Bohemian Rhapsody was very serious. And the guy who made it was like a big pedophile, alleged.
Who?
Remember, it was a whole scandal and no one wanted to nominate the movie for anything.
Is it Bryan Singer?
Yeah. Oh. What's his,
I don't know if he's a pedophile. I think he's, you know, classic Hollywood, you know, no such thing as no, me too vibe.
No such thing as no. He was reportedly up to his old tricks on the Bohemian Rhapsody set. What are his old tricks?
Yeah, he's a controversial one.
But it's not kids?
See, that's why Hollywood is such, like, so bullshit hypocrisy. Like, Me Too, they made this whole thing, like, hashtag Time's Up, they're all wearing pins. And then the next year, they got Bryan Singer making movies for everyone. Like, please, don't tell me you actually care. You don't. So just stop pretending.
In 1997, a 14-year-old extra accused Singer of asking him and other minors to film a shower scene nude for the film Apt Pupil. Two other adolescent boys, 16 and 17 years old, later supported the 14-year-old's claim.
So like I said, like nobody in Hollywood actually cares.
Bryan Singer's former employee partner details years of alleged abuse. So he abused his assistant. He's accused of molesting and raping underage boys.
Oh my God. Okay, that's disgusting. And honestly, the film shouldn't be nominated.
Yeah. I don't know if it wound up winning anything. But then like the argument was like, well, like, what about the lighting? You know, people worked really hard on this movie. But like Rami Malek was amazing. you know?
Wait. No, you're talking, you said he did Rocketman.
No, he did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Rami Malek was amazing.
Right. So,
but see, that's on people. It's honestly on people in Hollywood who have power, like Rami Malek and Lucy, to say, I'm not working with this director. Like, nobody actually cares.
Yeah.
They just did it, like, performatively to wear the pin on the Oscars. Hashtag time's up. You know, this is finally coming. Thank God. And nobody actually did anything. So, you know what? I don't care about these people. And I don't know why we all look to them as, like, some sort of role models when they're so morally corrupt. Like, Faye Resnick couldn't even.
Yeah. So,
so those are the Fast Five stories.
We need someone who's a wonderful pillar of society to make a Madonna biopic.
Yes, and I think it should be
Kenny Ortega.
Me. By the way, I don't know why Kenny Ortega never evolved past Disney into doing like large scale theatrical musical productions like for Hollywood. Like Kenny Ortega's so talented, he could win Oscars.
He's got what it takes.
You know, I fell down a rabbit hole and I got pranked because like it was going around that Jenna Ortega was Kenny Ortega's like niece or something. And it actually made a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah.
But she's not. There's no relation.
That's really funny.
It was a good one, though. I got Chris'd.
What's it? You got what?
When you get Chris'd.
What's that?
Like, it's this thing where, like, you prank someone on the internet, and then, like, you say something crazy, and then right after you say it, you put that little video of Kris Jenner dancing. Getcha, getcha, yeah, yeah, it's that. Like, I got you. And it's called getting Chris'd. Like, it's like getting pranked.
That's so funny. I've not heard of any of this.
No, it's like, Jackie and I are devastated to announce that this will be our final episode of The Toast ever. Getcha, getcha, yeah, yeah, ta, ta. You've been Chris'd.
I don't love a prank.
A harmless prank I'm okay with.
Yeah, but do they ever stop? People don't know the line.
No. No, they don't. People take it too far.
Yeah.
So those are the Fast Five. This was our final episode of the week. It was fabulous hanging out with you guys all week. Jax, always a pleasure.
You too as well, McLeod.
Hope everyone has a great weekend, whether that's being productive, being lazy, getting drunk, rearing children, whatever it is, it's all equally as valuable. So thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast. Wait, before I leave, I just want, Theo wants to say bye.
Oh, my sweet angel. Can he hear me?
No, it's been a while since Theo's been on the show. So everyone, he just wanted to say, ruh-roh, thank you all so much. I love you all. And I love The Toast because it really helps make my mom a star. That's what he said. Thank you so much for listening to The Toast of the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories you need to know every Monday, Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, leave a 5-star review about a beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an incredible weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Love ya. Bye.